So two outs. Mountaineers holding on to that 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Runner on first. Allison Setzer. Cook stepping back in with an 0-1 count. Squares the bunt, pulls it back, but it is called a strike. So 0-2 quickly on Kenzie. Rawl stepping back into that circle. Her 0-2 pitch.
That was a rise ball. That was right. That took off.
1-2 count now on Kenzie Cook.
A little too high. It's a good pitch, though, to try to make her chase that one right there. That was a good pitch. Good
time.
Good one to throw at that time. You're right.
Rawls's 1-2 pitch.
Kenzie.
Popped up towards center
that's
field.
That's deep.
Kirsten Smith floats back, makes the catch. Kenny, because she was reaching back trying to find that fence and found it and found the ball at the same time. So great concentration by Smith out there in center field for the third out.
I tell you what, no breeze blowing hardly whatsoever. That flag is just basically hanging straight down, but that ball's carrying today.
It is
carrying. That one in the first inning took off like that, and then that one there just kept going and going, and then she was right up against the fence when she made that catch.
Mountaineer still leading 1-0 as we head towards the fifth. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tailthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola leading 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. Hannah Schuler, the leadoff batter for Swain here.
She's batting in the number 8 spot, so you've got the 8 and 9 hitters due up first in this top of the 5th inning.
Schuler jumped on the first pitch last time. It was a ground ball back up to Addie. Her first pitch missing. 1-0 count.
She bats right-handed, but she's got the slap hitter type stance. But I would say
pitch.
The reason why is she looks like she could fly. And she's probably, if she tries to slap hit it, she's going to go down that line like a bullet, I would say.
Schuler, I believe you're right. She got some speed. 1-1 count now. Sampson's pitch just missing outside. Makes the count now 2-1. Two-one pitch fouled off. Makes the count now 2-2. Two-two pitch fouled off, keeps alive right here at 2-2.
Must be going to play the JV game after we get done With the varsity game, because I see our girls and JV girls are dressed out, and they're out there warming up now, stretching and running. And
Clifford said that they're going to, I think, scrimmage for an inning or two against Swain after this is over with. 2-2 pitch.
Change up by Eddie. Foul off.
Count stays 2-2.
They're going to scrimmage their varsity for a few minutes. Oh, they'll let the JV.
They've got several freshmen
in the concession stand.
Well, that's good. That's good. Good for our girls to get to play some too. So that's a good thing. I was wondering why our girls were dressed out today, but all right, Eddie.
2-2 pitch missing. Full count now. 3-2.
Don't lose her. One to nothing ball game. Keep those runners off of base right here.
3-2 pitch. Good job. Made her chase.
Good job by Addie.
So one out now here in the top of the fifth.
You know, we were talking about a while ago about these girls' softball games, how fast they get by. I remember one year in Little League, we were playing Canton in All-Stars, as a matter of fact, and the lady that had the concession stand for Waynesville.
Kaylee Parker, the batter. Her first pitch, catching that inside corner for a strike.
We were hosting that game, and the lady had a real nice concession stand. I mean, she had hot dogs. She had nachos and cheese. She had everything set up. And
0-1 pitch, had, catching that corner.
Had
0-2.
Two good pitchers, and that game lasted 45 minutes, and it was done. And she's saying, where's everybody going? Didn't sell a hot dog, I don't think.
0-2 pitch rises way out of the strike zone, makes a count now 1-2.
But you get good pitchers in this softball, and it, I don't know, it just goes by.
1-2 count, swung on, missed. Good job by Addie right there. Now Maddie Spates, the batter for Swain, and she is the leadoff.
Yep, back up to the top of the batting order. Walked her last time up, the only walk issued so far by Addie.
First pitch swinging, 0-1. Addie gets, it seems like she gets in a groove, Kenny, and when she does, when she's in that groove, she's almost unstoppable.
She's
0-1 pitch. Pop foul, 0-2.
Hate to sound like a stuck record, but she's throwing, seems like better and harder now than she was first of the ball game. She's got, seems like she's getting stronger, you know.
Oh, 2 pitch on its way. Swung on, missed. Strikes out the side there, Kenny.
Struck the side out. And if one, let's see here.
I believe it should be about 9 strikeouts.
9, you're exactly right, Branson. 9 strikeouts through 5 innings.
Shop Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Sit back and relax and leave the driving to Brookshire Charters and Tours, whether you are a small group or a large group. Brookshire Charters and Tours is here for all your traveling needs. Call Brookshire Charter and Tours at 648-2434 for more information. Do you need a break? Are you feeling stressed? Head on over to Take 10 Aqua Massage and let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry. Call Take 10 Aqua Massage at 734-6910 to schedule your appointment and leave your stress behind.
You know, I have been wrong before, but I, like I said there a while ago, I look for us to do something this inning right here. We've got number 9 hitter Carson Cherry up, and then we've got the leadoff hitter, top of the batting order, coming up. Caldwell, Sampson, and Kirkpatrick, and I look for us to make something happen right here, Branson.
Yeah, we need to get some insurance runs right here because...
you've got a pinch hitter here. You got Madison Brooks going to be batting in the place of Carson Cherry. Madison, a left-handed batter.
Brooks got her first hit the other night against T.C. Robertson. Shot into right center field, so she's got her welcome into varsity.
Left-handed batter also, like I said, Rawls has not seen a left-handed batter tonight, so we'll see how this plays out.
Rawls' first pitch to Brooks, called strike.
Doesn't seem to bother her. She's on the left-hand side. That pitch was pretty good.
Madison Brooks.
And scoreboard has gone off. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. 1-1 now.
Yeah, we're still on, aren't we, Branson?
We are.
I believe power. On the announcing and press box, I believe they lost power.
There it is. 1-1 pitch fouled off. Makes the count now 1-2.
Madison's going to be a good ball player for the Lady Mountaineers for the next 2 or 3 years. I was telling her mom how good she played on first base. She said she's never played first base before.
Wow.
And started in the place of Terranestes the other night and done a great job. Stretched. I told her I was impressed how she could stretch off that base. You know, there's 2 or 3 plays there the night Branson would have been at, wouldn't have been outs if she hadn't stretched like she did.
1-2 count. Going to stay 1-2. Fouled off.
Good at bat. She's hanging in there with it.
Seems to be a little bit behind.
You know, it's cool tonight, Branson, but, you know, with that wind, that was the other night, so what made it so bad. That wind was blowing a little bit, you know, and made it chill you. But it's cool tonight, but that flag is just hanging straight down, no, not moving at all, and really feels good out here, actually.
Doesn't feel bad at all. 1-2 count, pitch on its way, in the dirt, evens the count 2-2. Brooks stepping back in. Rolf steps up, 2-2 pitch, stays low, 3-2.
Now, the perfect scenario would be right here is if Madison get on base here, either with a walk or hit or whatever, and then you got your leadoff hitter coming up with one on, nobody out.
Three, two pitch now. Hit back at Rawls. Makes the throw over.
She hit it hard, but
she did. She hit a solid.
Right back to the pitcher. A good at bat, though. She hung in there, boy. Made Rawls throw a bunch of pitches right there.
Made it quick, 0-2, but battled back to make it a 3-2 count. And that's you don't see that much by a freshman up on varsity.
No, she
Faith Caldwell, the batter now. First pitch swinging.
Oh, in the gap.
Up to left center field on her way to second.
Get back on the base.
Hold up right there. So one out double here in the
stand up
bottom
double
of the fifth.
That's what I was saying a minute ago. Now, if Kateri could have just got on base during that full count, you'd come back there. You got the leadoff hitter up, and she doubles. But that's okay. You got a runner on second now, one out.
Addie Sampson, the batter now.
A couple of insurance runs this inning out here would really.
Addie Sampson.
Would really be good.
Addie flew out to shortstop her first time up and struck out second time up. So she's due a hit right here. And
That ball's going to carry. That ball's out of here.
Big hit by Addie Sampson right there. Puts two more on the board for the Mountaineers to make it a 3-0 game here in the bottom of the fifth. Big hit by Addie.
What did I say there? Well, Branson, that ball is carrying the day.
It is.
She hit that ball up there thinking, well, that might be going to be in the gap, and that's going to be caught. And it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying, and that ball just went out of here. First home run of the season.
Good job by Addie right there. Man, what a shot. And, you know, there's been a sort of a breeze blowing, but it's been like in our face. So
now batting, number zero, Ava Kirkpatrick.
I just had that gut feeling this inning right here was going to be our inning.
Ava Kirkpatrick's the batter now.
Ava's another one that's capable of putting that ball over that fence out there. She doubled her first time up and then flew out to the shortstop her second time.
Nice shot. Woo.
Oh, line shot.
Shot back at Kennedy Anthony, and she was either catch it or wear it, and did a great job, Kenny, because that's one of those that
she that flew out to the shortstop. That's two times in a row. But that hurt her hand.
I guarantee
she,
it did.
She bent over like it, because that was just a line, bam, bam, line shot right to her. Yeah, she all she could do was turn her glove face open and catch that ball.
I guarantee you, next time she gets up, she'll take about two steps back. And I'd probably stay back there right now with Katie.
That was a shot.
Katie Arrington, the batter now. She singled her first time up. Grounded out to second her second time. Change up.
Ooh.
Catching that outside corner. 0-1 count.
That looked a little wide to me, but. Umpire's got a little better view of it, I guess, than we do.
Another
change
one.
Up again.
So that one misses. Evens the count at 1-1. Arrington stepping back in with a 1-1 count. Two outs. Ooh.
Ooh, off a leg.
Ball fouled off of her foot right there. Makes the count now 0-2.
I've got a feeling that Addie Sampson's going to come out pumped up this next inning when she goes to the mound.
Hey, she needs to
but
keep that confidence.
If she don't overthrow, though, you know, she's going to be pumped up, yes, but, you know, you've got to keep your head.
It's one of those even planes. You don't want to get too above.
Yeah, you can't overthrow if you do. You know, that's not good.
1-2 pitch. That one's popped up towards right center field. Great catch again by Kirsten Smith for the third out. But Mountaineers getting two more on the board as Addie Sampson hits a two-run shot here to make it a 3-0 game. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
You're doing something right when you've been in business for over 39 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, well, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. That's Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton and experience the difference when things are done right.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Top of the sixth inning, and Mountaineers leading 3-0 here at the Tuscola Park. And Kenny, I'm telling you, still sitting here talking about that shot by Addie Sampson right there. Big shot, man. And like you said, we needed something that in, and no better time right there than having one on and hitting a two-run shot.
Oh, it came at a great time, but now Addie's got her job her work cut out for her right here. She's got the 2, 3, and 4 hitters up here in the top of the sixth inning for Swain. So if she can keep going like she has been in this game, why, we'll see what happens here.
Kirsten Smith's first pitch hit down the line.
Nobody.
Oh,
where is?
Where was Kinsey Cook? So, played well by Faith Caldwell, but went to make the throw and nobody had went over.
That was a good slap hit right there. That was about 3 inches inside the foul line down the third baseline. I don't know if Faith would have had a play on making the out anyway, because she's so fast down the line that that was a perfect slap hit right there.
Carly T. Skateski, the batter. First pitch swinging, 0-1 count. T. Skateski stepping back in. 0-1 pitch misses, makes the count 1-1. Ball thrown down to first.
Addie Sampson on the mound turned to throw it because Smith was off the base a little bit, but Taryn Estes on first base wasn't looking. Ball went over against the fence and allowed Smith to move to second.
So no outs, runner at second. 1-1 pitch fouled off, makes the count now 1-2.
Girls got to just keep her head in the game here.
Focus on this batter right here. Ball hit down to Kenzie Cook. Throws over to first to make sure of the first out. Smith moves up to third now with one out.
Big out right there.
Needed that out.
Pitcher Riley Rawls coming to the plate. Singled her last time up.
She hit the first pitch screamer back to center field for a single. Sampson's first pitch misses on the way home. Smith.
Oh,
Setzer was down on her knee and she couldn't get around quick enough. So Smith will score to make it a 3-1 game. So Rawls' first pitch, as I said, it was a ball. So 1-0 count. Raw step back in. Sampson's 1-0 pitch. Fouled off. Makes it 1-1.
Rawls has a really good swing at the ball. Smooth straight through it. Flew out center field, Ava Kirkpatrick, that first time up, and like you said, hit that screamer ground ball right up the middle for a base hit that last time up. So she's a good contact hitter.
1-1 pitch missing low, makes the count now 2-1. I'm telling you, Riley Rawls does not carry herself like a freshman.
Oh, no. I'm not sure you said that right.
2-1 pitch swung on miss, makes the count now 2-2.
Yeah, I'd forgot about that. We were talking about that before the ball game. She's just a freshman. Yeah, she's pitched a whale of a game.
One, two count. Pitch fouled off down the third baseline.
She swings that bat hard.
You can tell some of these girls probably play travel ball for Swain.
I think a lot of these.
1-2 pitch popped up. Katie Arrington floating over. Makes the catch for the second out.
Oh, that's a big out right there. Big, big out because Rawls, you know, what I was going to say is I think some of these girls from Swain's played travel ball with some of these girls from Tuscola because I think a lot of them know each other.
Third baseman Candace Crisp, the batter now.
Number 27, Candace Crisp.
Struck out her first time up and her second time up. Her first pitch popped foul. 0-1.
Well, Addie's got through the top of the order with just one run, so.
0-1 pitch. Crisp lays off, makes the count now 1-1. One pitch on its way. Good pitch by Addie inside corner.
Addie gets this out right here. She'll set herself up good for that seventh inning.
1-2 count. Oh, right off the handle. Ball will be foul. Well,
had some backspin on it, didn't it?
Count stays 1-2, and I'm going to have to talk to her and see how she does that. I'd love to be able to get some backspin like that.
Yeah. What, when you're playing golf?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see you do like them guys on TV, back that ball up like that.
It's like they put it on a string and pull it back.
I don't know how they do it.
1-2 pitch. Call strike three.
What a pitch. Beautiful pitch right there.
So, Swain getting one run off of a Kirsten Smith pass ball. It makes it a 3-1 game. Tuscola moving in now here to the bottom of the sixth. Tuscola baseball and softball is brought to you in part by Fat Buddies, Haywood Ace Hardware, Take 10 Aqua Massage, Better Homes and Gardens Heritage Real Estate with Haywood EMC and Mountain Credit Union. And if you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or spring sports action, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, then choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2016 to 2023 basketball season, and it's up to date with baseball and softball. Tuscola On Demand, check it out. So, here in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's going to be Taryn Estes, Paige Orlikowski, and Allison Setzer. And I know Taryn's dying to get her a hit here, Kenny, being her first game back.
Oh, yeah, you know she is.
Talking about our next week's schedule, we're scheduled for Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Tuesday would be softball right here with the first conference game against Franklin. And the second game will be Tuesday with baseball as AC Reynolds is traveling over, and we will be covering that.
But should be two good ball games
really
right there.
Games.
I mean, Franklin is always a powerhouse in softball, and then, of course, Reynolds is always good in baseball too, so.
Estes' first pitch went to bunt. Pulled her bat back, called strike.
I tell you what, Rawls, pitcher for Swain, has not let up this game either. She's still bringing it.
0-1 pitch. Good off-speed changeup right there. Taryn holds back, makes the count now 1-1.
She really took it off of that one. That's what you call a drop ball. It dropped from lack of speed.
Yeah. 1-1 count. Good job by Taryn laying off that. Makes the count now 2-1.
That change up there a minute ago is the one that makes you look like a fool. You know, when it hits in front of the plate and you reach out and try to swing it.
Oh, my.
It makes you look like a fool.
You got this, Taryn!
2-1 pitch. Called strike. Evens it at 2-2.
That was a good pitch right there.
He Estee stepping back in with a 2-2 count. Rawls in the windup. Misses outside, full count now.
Be a good way to get something going right here. Get a couple of base runners on. Down in the batting order, and then get your top of the order coming up.
3-2 pitch. Foul.
It's a way to hang in there with it.
New life right here for Taryn as she steps back in with a 3-2 count.
Looks like we got a pinch hitter on deck for Ordakowski. That looks like Kendall Williamson, I believe, going to be batting behind Taryn Estes.
3-2 pitch. Popped up to the pitcher. Rawls makes the catch for the first out. And you are correct, Kendall Williamson. Pinch hitting for Page. So they're getting everything squared away here as Coach Marcos is talking to the umpire, getting his sub in.
Now batting number 12, Kendall Williamson.
Kendall, another one of those freshmen. That's playing up today. We've seen three, haven't we, Kenny? We've seen Kenzie Master the other night. We've seen Madison Brooks already this year. Now Kendall.
Well, that bodes good. You know, that's a good sign. You've got some good girls coming on.
First pitch to Kendall, called strike. She laid that bunt, or laid the bat out like she's going to bunt, pulled it back. One pitch on its way. Missing up and away. Makes it 1-1.
Good eye right there. Watch the ball. Nope, chase nothing bad. It's kind of tough, you know, that first time up for the season. You know, you kind of
got those
get
jitters.
Anxious. Yeah, you're anxious.
1-1 pitch.
Ooh.
Nice pitch on the outside corner by Rawls. Makes the count now 1-2 on Kendall. One and two.
Ooh.
Good swing right there by Kendall. Fouls off. Count stays 1-2.
Yeah, she put the bat on that ball hard.
Williamson now hunker back in, ready to go. 1-2 count. Oh, good swing right there. Two good, outs now.
Good pitch right there. She put it on the outside corner, and, you know, that's two strikes. That's where you want to put it, where they can't pull it far enough out where she couldn't reach it.
Now batting.
And it looked like it dipped a little bit, too, out of that corner, but, I mean, still catching the strike. It was a good pitch.
Good pitch, yeah. Allison sets her up to bat now, 2-for-2. You know, Branson, you wouldn't.
First pitch swinging towards center field.
You wouldn't think at this point in the season, but I guess she's got the highest batting average on the team right now.
Kirsten Smith with the catch for the third out. And I think you're right, because I know she had, pretty sure she had one the other night against TC, 1 or 2.
So she's hitting the ball well, but
so nothing
and
happened.
A long fly ball right there.
Nothing happened for the Lady Mountaineers here in the end of the sixth. 3 up, 3 down. Score still 3-1. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back here at Tuscola Sports Park, Lady Mountaineers leading 3-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Just needing, Kenny,
the future.
Just needing three outs to secure this victory.
It's Addie's game to win right here. Now, win or lose, she can, if she can keep throwing, we got a pinch hitter.
Haley Tisateski.
So, pinch hitter for Swain here will be Haley Tisateski. She's just a freshman as well, so a lot of freshmen on both teams, Kenny, for the Mountaineers and for Swain.
Yeah, that's it's amazing. I mean, you look at all their roster, they only have but three or four seniors on the varsity roster, or three, I think it.
First pitch swinging to Tisateski.
Well, I tell you, that was a mighty cut right there. Whew.
And pause in action right here is a.
Please
looks like
your
there's a.
Off. Who's ever behind the barbecue trailer?
Lights on the vehicle coming.
Whoever's vehicle that is behind the barbecue trailer, please cut your headlights off.
There we go.
Thank you.
All right, now. 0-1 count. Ball hit down on the ground to Katie, makes a throw over, gets the first out here in the top of the seventh.
Katie can backhand that ground ball just about as good as anybody I've ever seen out there. She just backhanded and then turns and throws. And
sets herself up for a good throw right
there.
Yes,
sir.
Now up Kennedy Anthony for the Lady Maroon
now
Devils.
Number 23, Kennedy Anthony.
Grounded back the pitcher first time up and struck out her last time at bat off of Sampson.
First pitch swinging, 0-1 count. Sampson's 0-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, missed again. Quickly 0-2 count.
Got another pinch hitter coming up here after her. Jenkins Branson.
0-2 pitch. That's right in front of
all.
The plate. Sets her with a throw.
Ooh, good stretch.
SD's. Oh, my.
Pulled her foot off.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
They call her safe. I'm telling you, I thought that she had the stretch and got the out.
Yeah, I did too, but
they're asking for help right here. So she will. They're going to go with it and stay safe. And up to bat now will be Addison Jenkins for Kaylee Parker.
Out bat, number five.
Oh, for Shuler.
Addison Jenkins.
Jenkins for Shuler.
Shuler, yeah.
So Jenkins stepping in now. With one out, runner on first. Mountaineers leading 3-1 here in the top of the seventh. Sampson's first pitch in the dirt. 1-0. Ladies just need to calm down right here.
Yeah, just
play.
Work on the batter right here.
1-0 pitch. Swung on, miss. Called strike. Sets her staring Anthony back to first. 1-1 count. Runner going. Throw down to second. Called out. Wow. Good throw by Allison Setzer. Slid right into Katie Arrington right there, Kenny. So two outs now. So now Jenkins sits with a 2-1 count. Ball gets away from Sampson. 3-1 count now. One pitch on its way. Good hit down to Kenzie Cook. Makes the flip over to first.
Ball game.
Gets the win for the Mountaineers. 3-1 tonight.
That's your ball game.
Big win for the Mountaineers, Kenny, because let me tell you, this is a much improved Swain
that
team than what we've seen.
Some ball game out there. I tell you, that was a 3-1. Really a great ball game.
So Tuscola getting the 3-1 victory tonight. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
More Tuscola Spring Sports on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Back here at Tuscola Field, Lady Mountaineers getting the big 3-1 victory tonight over Swain. And right now, today's Player of the Game is presented by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Heritage. For all your real estate needs, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Heritage is ready to help. Visit bhgheritage.com. The Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Heritage Player of the Game is Miss Addie Sampson. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bronson.
All right. So listen, let me tell you, on the mound tonight, did a heck of a job. It looks like you got stronger as the game went on. And let's talk about this changeup you got going on this year. You didn't have that last year, did you?
I mean, I had a circle change, and I still have it, but yeah. It's still working on it.
I tell you what, you threw it good tonight, so congratulations on that. 10 strikeouts, that's huge from the mound tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And then let's talk about picked up and got a lot of big power. I guess did you work in the weight room this past year, getting a little bit stronger and everything?
Yeah. Well, my first two at-bats weren't the best at-bats, and I had a little bit of fire in me, so I decided to crank one over.
Well, what was funny is when you hit that, Kenny said, man, she's going to come back. She's going to be on fire, and you did. You struck out the side that next time up when you come up after that home run. So I know you had a little bit of adrenaline going running through you, did you not?
Yep, that was – it was great for me because I was, like, rounding first and watching it, and I was like, please, please, please.
Well, I tell you, when it got up real quick, we were sitting here, and Kenny was like, that's got a chance. And wind wasn't blowing that bad, and all of a sudden it went out. And so first home run of the year for the team, too. So congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So let's talk about this year. I know we won't talk about that last week. That loss last week, should have had that game against North Buncombe.
Yeah, it was close.
But got this week, got a good victory against TC Robertson. A good, you know, get that quality win against a 4A team. And this is a pretty good Dad Jim Swain team. A lot more improved. And, you know, listen, you're a sophomore. Their pitcher was a freshman. So that was a great duel for
him. She was a freshman?
Yes. Yeah, so they've got some good players coming around, just like what we do, too. So.
Yeah.
But this year, you got any expectations for this year?
I plan to hit a lot more home runs.
Well, that's good. I like to hear that, and we look forward to calling those for you, too. So, all right, so that's Addie Sampson, our player of the game tonight. So congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, we will see you back over here some more this
year,
okay?
I will be.
All right, good deal. Good deal. All right, Lady Mountaineers picking up the 3-1 victory tonight over a pretty good Dad Jim Swain team. I know looking at their schedule, they were 4-16 last year. Started off 2-0 this year. And a lot, if you look at the schedule from last year and their games and then compare them to this year, they are much improved. A young team, a lot to be coming back and a lot for them to build on just as well as we do as well. We've got, I think, 5 seniors this year. So big things coming out for Swain and Tuscola as well. Kenny getting his pitcher here with for Addie for our player of the game. We will be covering next week's game, which will be Tuscola and Franklin on Tuesday night. And then we will pick up Wednesday night baseball, which will be Tuscola as AC Reynolds comes to town next week. So that's a couple of big games Tuesday and Wednesday for us. And especially Kenny, Tuesday night's game against Franklin will be the first conference game for the ladies.
Well, that's a big game to open up it with the conference, you know, against Franklin. Because, you know, last year we had real good ball games with them. They're tough.
They are
good. They got some really good girls over there. So that's going to be a barn burner next week.
It will. I know, last year games was close. I think it was a 4-1 game the first time. Then second game we were up, and they come back and beat us 6-5 over here. So
yeah, it was. Yeah, that's what I mean. It was close ball games both times last year. And I look for a barn burner on that one.
Well, great job by Addie Sampson tonight from the mound and from the plate. Kenny helped herself out a whole lot.
Boy, I tell you, that was she was definitely on it tonight. And boy, I tell you, that's I love to see stuff like I love games like that. Well, when we're on the winning end of it, you know, I mean,
well, making them close like that's always big. So,
I'm proud of the girls. Yeah, they played just a solid game tonight. So that was that's always good.
So, all right. So, what we're going to be closing off, Kenny? You got anything?
Just stay tuned with it. Come, stay with it next week, and I just want to say we appreciate everybody that listening. You know, and I think over the years our listening audience has grown. which is a good thing.
And we appreciate that. And appreciate Tim making us sound good back at the station. And,
yeah, that's.
And appreciate Terrell being able to get the sponsorships up and to allow us to do this, because I know I enjoy it, and I enjoy doing it with you and everything. So great night.
I know
great.
Some of the people from Swain asked me there earlier, you know, how to get it on, to download it, to get it on, and so they were going to be listening to the ball game over there, some of the people from Swain. So that's, see, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing, and, you know, if your school doesn't have a radio, you know, and we're doing it, hey, tune in. We'd appreciate it. So,
how many times have we been to ball games, you know, the baseball or softball, and the people from said, I wish we could do that here at our school, you know, and be able to do it. Of course, like yeah. you said, if it wasn't for Terrell and them, Tim at the radio station, we wouldn't be able to do it either.
Exactly.
But just glad we can do this.
You're exactly right. So, good week for the Lady Mountaineers on softball. Good week for baseball as well, picking up the first win other night.
Get that first win. That's right.
Yeah, so Tuscola Sports Radio is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood Ace Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air, Take 10 Awful Massage, Brookshire Tours, Chad McMahon and State Farm Insurance, Haywood MC, and Mountain Credit Union. So Lady Mountaineers picking up the win tonight. For Kenny Mole, I'm Branson Reese. Tune in next week. We appreciate you listening.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.